St. Wit is Dorset's patron saint, and her church is in Whitchurch Canonicorum, near where she was martyred by the Danes in the 700s. She spent her life probably as a hermit rather than an anchoress, but I've let my imagination flow on this one. Votives to St. Wit. True anchoresses are called birds. The fluttering heart. Titmouse flurry beats against glass, imprisoned under the upturned boat of the nave. Tinsel claws fretting the lead light, though the door to the sun stands open. The winged tower grows budding heads with exophthalmic eyes, talons and herpetic skin. Vitreous shadows. Where are the angels? Sealed in, yet soaring. Petitions. Petrus. Piteous. Hail, me bloody soul. From me did the all come forth, and unto me did the all extend. The submerged forest flows back to its source. Lias and blue clay fanning out. Clay, veins in the back of my hand, bearing twigs, branches, birch bark, and many hazelnuts, all laying anyhow, exhumed by wood mice. Blackened stump with adherent leaves, leaf impressions, washed out elephant bones, a bowl carved from the alder's oracular limb, a wooden bowl, and antlers in the peat. I am wedded to these woods, this water, the wind's panthalassic echo surging and rolling forms the matrix of my dreams, brands my unforgiving skin. My body is becoming this, dirt and fish scale under my nails, my assigned place. Billet, socket, groove, tuck, garth, pen, fold, close enclosure, anchor hold fast. As barley moon shifts towards blood moon, waneth and waxeth nay, nis nay ever studivesta. Is becoming this my order of service? Ucht song benichti winter, is summer the day hunger. Translating the skywriting of field fairs, observing thunderflies dance a fading epitaph, impressing my palms with eubark's red fracture. Split a piece of wood and I am there. Lift up the stone and you will find me. Only in silence the word, this word, Segeth. The structural dome of the veil, strictly an elongated oval pericline, like an upturned boat, and I at the centre of a cratch cradle of spring lines, bridle paths, holloways, patterns of drainage and incision. Gedereth in our heart, alla sika and saria, speaking a mass over these warts, that war ant povete tholieth. For stone and strangury, for soldering the sinew cut in sunder, coction, decoction, vulnerary, electuar, distilled water drunk, of powdered root a dram with juice and oil of roses by antipathy to Mars, for scabs and tetters, foul smelling sores, in a hollow tooth, a wine glass with honey to digest the phlegm, removeth from the eye the pin and web, full hardness and stoppings against the passions of the heart. Lingua servina, moist and uncoiling, in wet meadows hoary with down, the salve of Hirwunden. There is light within a woman of light, and she lights up the whole world. If she does not shine, she is darkness. Walking the surf path in repeated patternings along the winter beach. Storm pilings, the grating of shingle, the upturned hull of a boat, a rosary of pebbles. Receiving under the radar those ghosted signals from shipping long confounded, succumbed to the hypnotic pull of cold reaches, the whale road. Continued scourings reveal piratized gleamings, a broken phragmocone, landslip topography following the slumped narrative of the cliffs, stopped along the highest point of this, the southern coast. Wind bent in on itself in the shape of a thorn. Do you want to hear how it feels? A noise in the eye. Song of the grass, rattle of sea pinks, dried calices. There foriotteth all the world, there beeth all uta body, there is sperklinde love. Me thoughts and prayers up towards Hjovne. Cloud piercing from knots of conscience, smoothing the heart. Because thou hast drunk, thou hast become drunk from the bubbling spring which I have measured and tended. How close life's surface, how tough the membrane that traps me beneath. Imprisoned in my own time by the story of my fate, the cull of the axe. Blinded by vision, those who pilgrimage are not aware of their journey. Only the passage of time. Nacket of Hallinus and Gastilish Retche. Their low, vehement jarrings, fanatical griefs, intransigent as children, leavings of peg dollies and troll beads, forests of wax. Anachorion, to go apart. Under my tongue the egg will hatch, and my mouth will give birth, birthing my own soul, the fluttering heart. Where are the angels? The timeline is becoming a helix. Hic requiescat relicae sancta wit. The thigh bones of a small woman about 40 and a scattering of teeth. Those are periwinkles that were my eyes. Fleoth well, they haben little flesh. I am a bird girl now and feel featherin'.